I'm about to chat to one of our producers here at 2GB, Steph Coombs. And I'll give you a bit of background here for a moment, because when I heard about this morning, this happened to Steph this morning at Sydney International Airport, I just said to her, look, can you just jot down what happened so that I can tell everyone the story, and then I'm going to have a yarn to Steph herself. She says, so here's the story. My family's been in Thailand for my cousin's wedding. The oldest member of my family is my great aunt, Roz. She's 90. We just arrived this morning after an overnight Qantas flight. We've all been awake for more than 24 hours. Fine for me, but a bit more difficult for an older lady. First of all, Sydney Airport is not set up for older people. There's not enough staff to ask for help. Lots of queues that require standing and technology that's a bit beyond the elderly with these e-passports. It was all going okay until we reached the part where the machine takes your photo. I had my photo taken first, and then I stood there waiting for her nearby. That's when a very snarky woman came by and told me that I had to keep moving to the luggage pickup because loitering is a safety issue. I replied that I was waiting for my 90-year-old great aunt, and she'd need help getting down the stairs. I was told that I couldn't wait, and that I had to go on without her. I, of course, refused and said that the real safety issue would be letting my tired, confused, 90-year-old relative navigate the stairs by herself among a pushy crowd. I was then told that I was risking a $350 fine for backchatting. I'm sure you can imagine how well I took that. Luckily, Roz then got through the gates, saving me the fine, because believe me, there was more backchatting coming. Steph Coombs is on the line. Hello, Steph.
Hi, Ben. How's it going?
I'm all right. I'm hearing you loud and clear here, and I'm going to share in a moment something that's happened to my auntie, funnily enough, my auntie Helen, just in the last few weeks at Sydney International Airport. But I'll read that after I say goodbye to you. I want to focus on your story first. You're there just trying to look after your 90-year-old relative, and I know where you're going. You're going through the customs check there, and as soon as you go through that customs check, you've got a dozen or so stairs straight down to the luggage collection. You didn't want your great aunt tumbling down the stairs.
I didn't, but apparently that's not allowed. And I can just tell you, it was a level of aggression that was really quite shocking to me, because I was just doing what I thought anybody, any sane person would ask of a security guard. And they were just so aggressive, so unhelpful that I was really shocked by it, to be honest with you.
So you've stood there for your e-passport photo so that you don't have to line up in the other line. So you stand there, get the photo taken. And did you then have to walk through? Did you then have to pass through there?
So I had taken the photo and then I walked through the gates. I stood nearby and then I was waiting for Roz to get her photo, and then I wanted to collect her so we could both go downstairs to the luggage collection.
Okay, but you had gone through the gate.
I had gone through the gate, yeah.
All right, so it's not like you'd had the photo taken and said, oh, no, I'm not going to walk through yet, I'm going to hang here. You had the photo taken, you'd gone through the gate, but then you just stood on the other side of the gate and you explained, look, I'm just waiting for that sweet little old lady over there.
That's correct, but apparently that's not allowed in Sydney. And what really bothers me about this is that, you know, Sydney is one of the greatest cities in the world, and I have just gone through Bangkok International Airport in Thailand, and let me tell you, the service was better, the people were kinder, and it's just sad that this is the first interaction a lot of international people have with our country, and it's so bad. It's really, really bad. They were very rude, and very difficult travelling through there if you've got elderly relatives.
Well, this is from my auntie Helen, and I'll just read this. She says, we arrived at Sydney International Airport from New Zealand on Emirates Airlines on Tuesday evening, the 9th of February. One of our party had booked a wheelchair for disembarking from the aeroplane. She found that she could only be taken to the exit door of the terminal. She was told that there would be no disabled pickup points at the arrivals terminal, and that she would have to make the quite long walk to the express pickup area through the parking stations. She managed to do the walk at some cost, only to find that there was no seating for anyone while rearranging the pickup arrangements with our driver. There was no one visible in the terminal to seek advice from, so we were left to work it out ourselves. Could you kindly explain where we went wrong so this will never happen again? I left a very dissatisfied group of three senior ladies trying to look after one member who'd had knee replacement surgery on both knees. there must be other people who've had a similar experience. That's a complaint letter that my auntie sent to Sydney Airport just recently herself. Now, when you objected, you were threatened with a $350 fine for back chat.
For back chatting? I didn't even know that was a thing then.
I know it happens on the football field. If you're playing rugby league, you can get in trouble for back chatting. I didn't know it happened in the airport terminal.
No, gosh, if there were fines for back chatting, I'd be a very poor woman by now then. But I was really, really upset by that because I wasn't back chatting. I was trying to look after my great aunt. I wasn't being sassy. I was just being protective. And I think that that's what you sort of expect of a relative. But yeah, I'm so dissatisfied with it. And I'm really glad that you're letting me tell the story because I just don't think that we're treating our elderly people with enough respect in the airport.
All right, well said, and at least we're letting them know about it so they can be listening up as we know that they monitor any mention that they have in the media. Steph, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, Ben.
Steph Coombs joining us on the line.